You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Everybody have your Bibles? Well, if you do have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 41. Last Wednesday, I started teaching on healing, just going through the Scriptures from Old Testament. We hadn't even got to the New Testament yet. Old Testament scriptures concerning the healing. You know, healing is who God is, a healer. He is the Lord that healeth us. He's not the Lord that maketh us sick. And last week we went through Exodus 15:26, which says just that: I am the Lord that healeth thee. You know, nowhere in the Bible do you find God claiming to be the sick maker. He's the healer. You know, he doesn't claim as a redemptive name, I am the Lord that maketh thee sick. It's I am the Lord that healeth. And you see that repeated all throughout the Scripture. In Exodus 23:25, we went to that Scripture also, where it says that if you serve God, He'd bless your bread and water and take all sickness away from the midst of you. Hallelujah. Good stuff. Amen. And then Deuteronomy 7:15 says He'll take all sickness away from the midst of you. Went to that Scripture. And went to Psalms 30:2, where David said, I cried to the Lord and He healed me. You know, you never cry to the Lord. You don't find this in the Scripture. Lord, I'm feeling real good today. I'm praying that You make me sick. See, you don't do that. I mean, we don't pray to God to make us sick. We pray to God to heal us, don't we? And it's interesting that, you know, hospitals and doctors, people go into the hospital. We pray for the recovery. Pray that the surgery goes well. We don't ever pray that the surgery fails or that the doctor doesn't have wisdom or God to mess his hands up. We don't know what he's doing. No, it's always guide his hands, Lord. Give him wisdom or give her wisdom, whoever's, you know, doing an operation. And we believe for a quick recovery and everything's going to work fine. Hospitals were started actually by churches. Usually it was religious Christian organizations that started most hospitals we have in this country. I mean, they're names like Presbyterian and Methodist Hospital. Are you with me? And St. Jude's Catholic Hospital. And, you know, all you start thinking about hospitals. And it was churches that started that, because God's in that kind of business. We're on the same team here, same side. God's not against surgery. He's not against doctors. He's not against medicine. In fact, we're all on the same team. We're trying to do the same thing, trying to help people. But God is supernatural. He is a supernatural healer. He can do that without all that. But I think we ought to do everything we can to assist and help and line ourselves up with healing. Are you with me? You know, God is He says, give to the poor. God's into prosperity. He really does want to prosper you. And so I really believe in work. Amen. Are you with me? I believe the angel of the Lord encamps around about me. I believe God protects me. Don't you believe He's a great protector? And I do what I can, too. I lock my doors before I go to bed at night. Are you out there? See, I believe in protection. So I have locks on the doors. We lock the church up, you know, and so on and so forth. And you know, have nothing against medicine, doctors, because we believe in healing. Have nothing against work and jobs and having jobs, because we believe in prosperity. But it's amazing to me, I don't know, it's always been an enigma to me in many churches that don't believe in healing. They don't believe in prosperity. They don't believe you can ask God and He'll help you, you know, in cases. They just kind of wait around for heaven and you never know what the Lord's going to do. They don't believe in healing, but they'll go to the doctors as quick as they can. They don't believe in prosperity, but they work. They work hard. And they go out and try to get jobs, and they'll take the paycheck when they get it every week. They'll do things to get themselves out of what they believe is the will of God. The will of God is for them to be poor, but they'll do things to get themselves out of poverty by going to work. And they don't believe God wants you to heal, but they'll do things to get themselves out of the will of God by going to the doctor, because if God doesn't heal, we sure don't need to be going to the doctor and getting ourselves out of God's will. Are you with me? And, you know, who knows whether the Lord will protect me or not. I mean, whether He'll take care of me if I pray for Him. I don't know if He will or not. Who knows what the Lord will do. But we still lock our doors every night. You know, if you want to be consistent, in other words, if you want to live the way you believe, and you want to pray the same way you were, you want to work toward the same end that you're praying toward, then if you work and you have a job, you need to believe in prosperity. And if you believe in prosperity, you ought to believe in work, if you're able to do so, you know. Are you with me? Unless you're retired or whatever. If you believe in healing, you ought to believe in hospitals and doctors. Thank God for all they can do. Now, they can't do everything. I understand that. Hello. And the lock on the door is not going to stop everybody. But God can do what the lot can't do. And you out there, let's be consistent. Let's don't just say one thing, do another. Let's say, well, I don't believe that, and yet we turn around and live an opposite of the way we're saying we believe. I believe in healing, therefore I'm for medicine and doctors. I believe in prosperity. I believe in jobs. That's why I believe people get jobs, because I believe in prosperity. Now, if I didn't believe in prosperity, I would pray that you'd lose your job and wouldn't be able to get another one. And if I didn't believe in healing, I'd pray those doctors wouldn't be able to help you and you'd die. If I thought God's will was for you to be sick, I mean, if you really believe that, you need to quit trying to get well. Are you out there? And quit trying to protect yourself at night. And quit locking your doors and doing all those things. If you don't believe God's into that kind of business, then quit fighting His will. Okay. Y'all got Psalms 41? Y'all found that? Okay, just hold on there. I ain't got there yet. We talked about Psalm 67, 2, where it says we prayed that God's face would shine upon us, that His saving health would be made known among the nations. And then we talked about Psalms 91, where it says the 10th verse, where no plague will come nigh our dwelling. And then Psalms 103, verse 3, where it says, He not only forgives our iniquities, but He heals all our diseases. Hallelujah. Woo. You believe He forgives your sins? Well, the same verse says He forgives your, He heals your diseases. Same verse. Not another verse, same verse. In fact, first verse says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Second verse says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And the third verse says, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Hallelujah. I believe He's a forgiving God, don't you? And I believe He's a healing God. Hallelujah. Now, this is interesting. I thought this was kind of neat. In Psalms 41, now I'm actually reading out of a translation, the New English translation. If you got the King James, it's going to say it a little differently. I just thought this was so neat. I like to read the Bible through in different translations because there's all kinds of nuggets in there that you'll catch. It says it maybe a little different in Amplified, a little different in the New Living Translation, a little different in the New International Version. There's no holy translation. You understand that, don't you? Paul did not preach out of the King James Version. Wasn't around at that time. Paul preached out of Greek translations, mostly. He wrote in Greek, mostly. Are you with me? His letters are written in Greek. And so I guess if there's anything holy, we ought to be reading Greek here today. But the problem is you don't understand Greek, and I don't either. It's all Greek to me. And we translate it. So there's a lot of different translations. But the spirit of it's what we're trying to get a hold of. The letter kills, the spirit gives life. The context, the spirit of it. Now this, I thought, was really neat in the New English translation. We're in the third verse. It says, the Lord supports him on his sick bed, you completely heal him from his illness. Ooh, hallelujah. Now that's the New English translation of Psalms 41, verse 3. That's a great healing verse. And that's what we're going over here is healing verses. You know, verses in the Bible talk about God being the healer. Hadn't even got to the New Testament yet. We'll get there eventually. But the Lord supports him on his sick bed, you completely heal him from his illness. Woo, man, that's good, isn't it? I'll tell you another good verse while we're there in the 41st Psalm in the New English Translation. The 12th verse says, as for me, you uphold me because of my integrity. You allow me permanent access to your presence. Well, that'll make a shout right there, won't it? I mean, you allow me permanent access to your presence. Boy, that's good. Hallelujah. Hey, another one. While we're in the Psalms there, and I'm going to read this out of the New English Translation. If you're writing down notes, you might put that down because it's going to say it a little differently. Another translation. Psalms 126. Let me see if I can get to it here. Psalms 126 out of the New English Translation. And something I said last week, and I'll say it again, not bears repeating. If you can find scriptures like this in abundance, which we have gone over several last week, going over several tonight, under the Old Testament, Old Covenant, we have much more under the New Covenant than we did under the Old Covenant. Are you with me? So if there was healing in the Old, there's definitely healing in the New. If He was good in the Old, He's better in the New. In fact, we have a covenant Hebrews tells us that this covenant, this New Testament, is built on better promises. That we have a more excellent high priest, more excellent tabernacle, and a more excellent promises. And it's interesting that what do you see Jesus doing? The first thing, rattle out of the box, man, he hits the ground running and starts healing the sick and raising the dead and casting out devils. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then the book of Acts, they do the same thing. So healing has always been a vital part of what God does. It's always been part and parcel of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ is not just exclusively, only solamente include forgiveness, and that's all. No, sir, it never has. It's always been more than that. It's always been more than just forgiveness. It's always been more than just being delivered from sins. The gospel has always included healing. I mean, you can't read the gospel just a casual perusal of the scriptures. You cannot read it without seeing healing just chapter after chapter. In fact, when you think of instances in Jesus' life in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can't help but think of one of the people that got healed, a woman with the issue of blood, the man let down through the roof, the Capernaum that was healed off his sickbed, the man with a withered hand whose hand stretched out, the centurion servant, Matthew 8 chapter, and Jairus' daughter that was raised from the dead. It just goes on and on. The 10 lepers and the Syrophoenician woman who had a daughter that was possessed of the devil that he set free, the man who had a son that was possessed of the devil that Jesus delivered. And just case after case after case, when you think about Jesus and walk with him, the events in his life, there's healing, there's miracles, there's deliverances. Hallelujah. It's always been a part of the gospel, amen? Now, in Psalms 1, where did I tell you to turn to? 126. I'm just wondering if that's exactly where I wanted you to turn to. I got to preach and I might have told you to turn the wrong one. No, 126, that's exactly where I told you to turn to. Yeah. 126, New English Translation. I'll read the first four verses. When the Lord restored the well-being of Zion, we thought we were dreaming. Love it. At that time, we laughed loudly, shouted for joy. At that time, the nation said, the Lord has accomplished great things for these people. Third verse, the Lord did indeed accomplish great things for us. We were happy. Fourth verse, this is what I want to get to. O Lord, restore our well-being, just as the streams in the arid south are replenished. O Lord, restore our well-being. Man, I like that. That's our health, is what he's talking about. Restore our state, our physical state, our well-being, prosperity, our emotional state, our physical state, all of it. It includes all that. And they were praying that God would restore that. Everybody say restore. I think that's significant because all healing does is restore. That's all healing does. I mean, you don't see Jesus giving man four hands or three hands. Or it was a man that had a withered hand that he made whole like the other, is what he said. And when he healed the cripple, he didn't give him six legs or four legs. He took his legs that were crippled and he healed them so they would walk, because that's what legs are supposed to do. And when we go to the doctor to get, I mean, Dina's been to the doctor just recently and had more than one surgery, but the whole point was to get her feet and her legs working as they're supposed to work. And when the surgery's successful, it restores things to the way they're supposed to be. These are the kind of miracles you see in Jesus' ministry. They're not pumpkins into coaches, and they're not, you know, white mice into coachmen like fairy tales. What he does, he causes eyes that were meant to see, when they're blind, he opens them up where they can see, which is what they're supposed to do. And he causes legs that are crippled to walk, which that's what all legs do. In fact, we look at a miracle when a man comes out of a wheelchair and runs off, and we're all excited, we should be. But the point is, when he's running around, he's doing what we all do. Are you with me? And what he should have been doing. And if there's anything that's been messed up or any kind of intrusion or any robber or thief in this deal, it was the sickness that was the robber and the thief. Healing restored the man. Are you with me? Made things back normal again. That's what Jesus did. He fixed things. He made them right. Healing fixes things. Healing is not some weird alien thing that just enters into our lives and makes us all flaky. No, healing actually makes people normal. It makes legs walk, which is what they're supposed to. Eyes see, ears hear. It has the mark of the Creator on them. In other words, Jesus, when he would do a miracle, it had the mark and the scent of the Maker, the Creator, on him. He would do a miracle and it fit. it fit creation. You go, oh yeah, legs. That's God made legs. Oh yeah, he made them walk. That's what they're supposed to do. And he didn't turn rocks into bread. He turned bread into more bread and fish into more fish, because that's what fish do. Fish, you hang around long enough, they become more fish. Don't they? Even when you turn water into wine, water, it takes water to make wine. It takes water in the ground, getting in the roots. It's just that God does it all the time, and we see it all around. And every time you get up out of that chair and walk off, it's a miracle. You just don't realize it. Every day's a miracle. Your body's a miracle. Your eyes are a miracle. Your ears are miracles. But we're so familiar with it, and it's happened so slowly since we were little kids, and everybody's doing it. And so we don't see the mark of God on it. And all of a sudden, when God does it quick, right up front, we go, wow, there's a miracle. That was God. But he's been doing it all the time. He's always been multiplying fish. He's always been making wine out of water. He's always been making more bread out of a little bit of bread. Are you out there? He's always been making eyes see. Every baby you ever see, he opens his eyes up and starts seeing. That's a miracle. Every time you see them get up on their feet and start walking around, there's a miracle right there. See, we miss it because we're familiar with it. Jesus just put it in our face where we couldn't deny it. Are you with me? And then we struggle so hard with trying to get a miracle from God, and he's doing it all the time. Come on, our whole life is a miracle. Lord, restore our well-being. I like that. Because that's all in the world we're talking about when we're talking about healing, is just getting normal, getting restored. We even use those words, don't we? When we feel good, we feel okay, we're doing fine. And when we're not healed, or we're sick, we are not doing well, we're not okay, we're not fine. Isn't that right? Our whole terminology about sickness is a negative thing. It's out of sorts. Something's wrong. We're under the weather. Are you with me? Feeling kind of down, a little low. Oh, I'm up. I'm feeling good now. That means you're well. That's normal. This helping anybody? Now, turn to Psalms 107, if you will. And I'll just stay in the good old King James Version, the one Paul preached out of. Now, I want to read you those two verses, because you'll miss those in other translations. They don't say the same thing. Psalms 107, man, this is a better amen, a better preaching. Y'all are amen, and I can tell you that. Psalms 107. You know, there's a pattern that you see here in the Bible. Psalms 107, hallelujah. I might have to revert back to a regular Bible. It's taking me longer to get to some of these verses than I'm used to taking. I mean, I could quote it. Psalms 107, verse 12 says he sent his... Psalms 107, verse 20 says he sent his word and he healed them. That's what it says. And I want you to notice what he says there. It says he sent his what? He sent his word and he healed them. I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight and is the rest of this message for another 10, 15 minutes. Can y'all stay with me that long? Yeah. He sent his word and he healed them. Well, now, you know, we're talking about God's word. That's our standard, right? Everybody believe that's the standard? The word of God is God's standard. It's what he sent us so we know what his will is. It's what he sent us so whether we're Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Catholic, whether we're International Outreach Church out, whether we're Church of Christ, we'd all have some standard that we wouldn't be confused by. We all have the Bible. Every one of us have a Bible, whether it's an iPad or a smartphone or a hardback or a paperback or a leatherback. Are you with me? We have Bibles that we can all look to. And what you see in abundance or consistently or in context over and over and over, and that's why we're going over verse after verse after verse after verse about healing, so you'll know that it's in there over and over and over. What we see there is what we should believe. What we see in the Bible is what we should believe. You know, whether you believe in healing or don't believe in healing, I don't know, but I know the Bible teaches healing. Are you with me? And it's not so much that, well, I believe in healing, you don't believe in healing, or I preach healing, they don't preach healing. No, what matters is, does the Bible preach healing? Then you have to make a decision as to whether you believe what the Bible says, if in fact it does preach that. And we do see that it does. Are you with me? And even God, when he talks about healing here in this Psalms 107, verse 20, he says he sent his word and he healed them. Woo! So there's always been healing in the word. In fact, that's what he sent and healed them with. And you see that pattern in the New Testament. It says, Jesus says of Jesus in Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 16th verse, he spoke a word. With a word, he cast out the spirits. And in fact, the beginning of the 8th chapter there, I believe around the 6th verse or so, where the centurion asked Jesus, said, "Hey, you just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Just speak the word only." So there's always been healing in the word, always. You know, so we can talk about the day we live in, the age we live in, what church we go to or don't go to. And I thank God for churches. We're pro-church, you understand that. I'm not being critical of churches. I'm just asking us, what do we believe? We believe the word, don't we? It's the word that we preach. So if Jesus just spoke the word and the man was healed in Matthew 8, and he just spoke a word and spirits are cast out in that 16th verse of the 8th chapter, and it says here he sent his word and he healed him, is there not healing in the word today? Woo! Do we not have the same word? Well, of course we do. Same Bible, same word. I hope we're not preaching another word. So where are we going to find this healing? Well, one place you can find it is in the word. He sent his word and he healed them. While we're on the subject, sent his word and healed them. Notice Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. I kind of want to do that out of the New English Translation also, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay with the King James Version. Proverbs 3. Notice what it says here. I know you're familiar with this. You're still there? Well, I'm trying to get there. Proverbs 3, notice what it says in, one of my favorite verses, 5th verse, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not your own understanding." That's a good one, amen. "In all your ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, depart from evil. It will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones." What will? Listening to God, right? Hearing what he has to say, his word. In fact, the New English Translation says his word will bring health. I love that. "Trust in the Lord with all your health, lean not with all your heart, lean not to your understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." And it, in other words, listening to God, it will be health, excuse me, to your navel and marrow to your bones. Which one's this? That's New English? Okay, New English Translation. Got to get my cheaters on this one. It says, "This will bring healing to your body." Well, that's good, too. "This will bring healing to your body and refreshment to your inner self." Hallelujah. Listening to God, right? So far from God wanting you sick, it's saying if you'll follow God and listen to God and quit listening to yourself, quit trusting your own, you know, logic and reason, and start trusting him, then what he says and what he does will bring healing to your body. Wow. Fourth proverb. You're in Proverbs 3. Just go to the next one. Proverbs 4. Thank you. Well, we got Bibles here. We got them on phones. Got them on iPads. Notice what it says in the 20th verse, Proverbs 4:20. "My son, attend to my words." Everybody say my words. There it is again. Now see the pattern. Let's connect the dots. He sent what and healed them? His word. Sent his word and healed. The centurion said to Jesus, he says, speak the word only, right? And my servant be healed. And then it says of Jesus in that very same chapter, 16th verse, 8th chapter, it says, with a word he cast out the spirits. And then Jesus is, or God is asking us in Proverbs 3 there that we need to be listening to him instead of ourselves. We ought to be wise in what he says and not just what we say, because listening to him and what he says, his words, will be healing to our body. And here, 20th verse, 4th chapter, says, "My son, attend to my words." My words. "Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them," my words, "not depart from your eyes. Keep them," my sayings, "in the midst of your heart. For they," my words, "they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." Wow. You know, I think because we get away from what God says, maybe don't seek his face, maybe we don't pray, maybe we're not in church, maybe we're not reading our Bibles, whatever. We kind of move away from healing in many cases. Are you with me? Because he sent his word to heal us. So that means we need to get around his word to get healing. We hear over and over and over about our sickness and about our pain, about everybody that had that same problem and, you know, what they went through. And then we talk about our pain, we talk about our sickness, and we're not talking the word. And so healing is not as prevalent because that's not what we're talking about. And God sent his word to heal us. And he said, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. They are life to those that find them. And health." They, my words. "And health to all their flesh." Oh, man. See a pattern. Anybody picking up on a pattern? Proverbs 12, 18. In the Amplified, Proverbs 12, 18 tells us that a wise tongue brings healing. Woo! Tongue, words. There it is again. A wise tongue. In other words, if we're going to use wisdom when we speak, we're going to speak words that will bring healing. Now, what in the world words, what kind of words will bring healing? God's word. Well, we got this situation, that situation. I know we're dealing with doctors, dealing with medicine. I understand that. Thank God for doctors. We're for doctors. We pray for doctors and pray for recovery. But what we say about ourselves is we are healed in Jesus' name. This surgery is going to work. We're going through surgery. This medicine is going to take effect. I am healed in the name of Jesus. Are you with me? If we're wise in our tongue and what we say, then we're not going to live like this. No, we're not going to put up with this pain. We're not going to put up with this disease. We're not going to put up with this sickness. What this doctor said, bless them, God bless them, doing all they can or she can or whoever the doctor is in diagnosing this thing. They may have given us a bad report, and we thank God for the doctors, and they're going to do what they can to help me. But what they can't do, God can do, and I am healed in Jesus' name. I'm not going to live like this. Because a wise tongue brings healing. And God's word brings health. Fran went through the same thing. I mean, you know, with that stroke that she had. She just would not tolerate, would not put up with that, would not accept that. And just little by little and step by step fought it day and day, saying she's healed in the name of Jesus. And prayed the word and said the word and still saying, still praying. And little by little, step by step, define the prognosis. Are you with me? And getting strength more and more day by day, not quitting, not giving up. And she's a walking miracle. Oh, come on now. That didn't come by being negative. That didn't come by giving up. That didn't come by quitting. That didn't come by just saying what everybody else said. That came by saying what God said. And making a decision. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. And we're going to have this promise. And we're going to walk in this healing. And any number of us could say the same thing and give testimony here tonight to that. You know, it's what you fight for. It's what you stand up for. It's what you confess. It's what you connect with. What you dig your teeth in and don't let go of. That's what you get. You see, you know, I taught this one time about passion and determination in the miracles of the New Testament. You do not see people that were lackadaisical about health getting healed. You see people tearing roofs off. You see people pressing through crowds. You see people hollering out from ditches when people told them to be quiet. Are you with me? Those are the kind of people that get miracles. People that will not be denied. People that will not quit. People that will not take no for an answer. They are going to get their miracle. Son of David, have mercy on me. Press through the crowd and grab his garment. Take the roof off and get in there and get that healing. And Jesus didn't turn them away. In fact, he was impressed by it and healed them. So don't you give up. Don't you quit. There's healing in the word. You got to just lock on to it. So you got to get it in your tongue, get it in your mouth, get it in your confession and what you're saying. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15:4, if you're writing notes, says the same thing, really. It says, a gentle tongue has healing power. The Amplified Bible. You might want to make a note there. The Amplified says a soft, I believe it says soft answer turns away wrath, or a wholesome tongue. Wholesome tongue, King James says. But it says a wise tongue or a gentle tongue has healing power. Words. There it is again. Words. Same thing. The same pattern we're talking about. He sent his word and he healed them. With its healing, power is a tree of life, is what the Amplified says. Wow, isn't that good? Well, there's a pattern here, amen. You see it over and over and over, scripture after scripture after scripture. Now, bear in mind, I'm going to stay on this. We're having service next Wednesday night. It's Christmas Day, but I have no intention of stopping this unless the Lord checks me and turns me another direction. But we're not near through with this. There are so many scriptures on healing, and I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're writing these things down, because you need to understand this is not a side doctrine. It's not a peripheral doctrine. It's not something on the edge or the fringe of Christianity. It is something that's embedded in the scripture over and over and over and over. And you cannot honestly, objectively read the Bible, Old Testament or New, and not run across healing over and over and over and over and over. Hello. We might as well just fess up, as we say in East Texas. God's a healing God. Amen. And we might as well just fess up. Hey, God wants us healed. And we ought to pursue it. And really, we have been in the natural. We've been pursuing, you know, doctors and medicine and still believe that and still go for it. But we ought to be praying and believing God on the way. In fact, if you take a medication, take it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's believe God. I think it'd be awesome. You wouldn't need the medicine, but keep taking it as long as it's working, you know. If you start getting sick from taking too much, you know, I've seen that happen, where you get healed and all of a sudden the medication now is not, it's making you sick because you don't need it. You know, I've been on blood pressure, been off blood pressure medicine, been back on blood pressure medicine. If I get serious, I can get off blood pressure medicine. But I found myself checking myself when I get serious and start really watching what I eat, praying and believing God. Then I'd have to start cutting my pill in half. One time I cut it in half, and I cut it in a quarter. It went on for weeks like this. I kept checking blood pressure. Man, it kept going down, down. I had to cut it. Finally, I had to get off of it altogether. Hello. But I took it until, you know, I didn't get crazy and say, I'm just quitting everything. Well, no, don't run out here and say I said that. I did not say that at all. It's evident when you're healed, okay? I believe I am healed, but this body, until it lines up, don't throw the crutches away, okay? Keep your glasses on until you can't see through them. We don't want you running over anybody out there. Hallelujah. But know this, God's a healing God, amen? And one of the reasons we have the Word is so we can get healed. I mean, we have the Word so we can get saved, don't we? Well, we have the Word so we can get healed too. He sent his Word and healed them. So get in the Word, praise God, and get your healing. Hallelujah. Let's get healed. Praise the Lord. Well, stand up with us if you would. That help you tonight? Good. We're going to stick with us. There's so many scriptures here. You know, I thought about just reading through them, but I thought, no, I'm going to take my time and just hit them one by one, little by little. I don't know how long we'll be on this, but we need to get a revelation. Amen. Of a healing God and healing. Hallelujah. Jonah got a good sleep during that message. I put